The history of the Roman Empire has all the drama, violence, and political duplicity that the heart could desire. It's fascinating to read about it, but I'm glad I didn't have to live in it. From the safe distance of a couple of thousand years, we can admire the Romans for their limitless ambition, their discipline, their creativity, and above all, for their ability to speak Latin, which I cannot. The unfortunate person responsible for instructing us in Latin was a Dr. Lewis, the classics teacher at school. Dr. Lewis had the unreasonable theory that in order to read the classical texts, we first had to learn those languages. So I abandoned both Latin and ancient Greek, and have regretted it ever since. There has been a modest revival of Latin teaching recently, perhaps as people look for parallels to our times in the sad history of the Roman Empire. There are online classes, a Latin crossword in the London Times newspaper, and I've even heard the suggestion that Latin might be introduced into schools once more, although not many students have put up their hands and cried Ave to that. Dr. Lewis never explained to us that the real payoff for learning the classics would be self-esteem. There is nothing more humiliating than failing to recognise a classical reference or being perplexed by a Latin tag or a clever Greek phrase. But of course there's more to the classics than just keeping your conversational end up. There's that extraordinary history. Hollywood has presented us with a grotesque version of ancient Rome, all heroes and gladiators. But we owe much more to those classical civilizations. The Greeks invented the alphabetical script, without which books and newspapers could not exist. They invented democracy, of a sort. They invented philosophy, which allows us to ask awkward questions about democracy. And they invented the musical theatre, which is a pretty good metaphor of democracy. Both these great civilizations created magnificent literatures. Homer, writing perhaps 3,000 years ago, created the best and first soap opera in his long-running series The Iliad and the Odyssey. It has everything. Sex, violence, jealousy, revenge, treachery, dysfunctional families. It would be a mega hit on the small screen, except that all the characters speak in verse. Socrates was a genius as a teacher, although we've forgotten his lessons now. There were fine Roman poets like Virgil and Horace, and even Julius Caesar wrote a much-admired history of the Gallic Wars, although he had a full-time job in the Roman government at the time. Rome gave us the inestimable gifts of state bureaucracy, the rule of law, military discipline, and global imperialism, and the kind of in-your-face architecture that we see around the Mall in Washington, D.C. today. They also showed us, by example, how easy it is to flip a republic into a tyranny while citizens are distracted by bread and circuses. But they forgot to tell us, in Latin or any other language, what to do about it. This is David Boucher.